WU.
Hmm?
What's WU?
What's up?
Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yo.
Alright, anything special we need to talk about today? No?
Yeah, what are we doing with Emma's desk?
Good question.
Did you plant that?
What?
Did you tell you to add that? Not touching my desk, we're coming back.
I was thinking about maybe we'll shrine Emma on it.
Alright.
So on this or something.
I think that's appropriate.
Okay.
I was gonna take one of my passport photos in the middle of the expert computer screen, so it's like a whole affair.
So how was last week? Did y'all make any insight into anything? Who was here? Y'all were talking about both of them.
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't here. Oh, you were sick. About ways to read papers?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. But never no huge revelations of.
No, I mean, it was more Claire.
Yeah.
Was just wondering what
how everybody
does.
Yeah. Okay.
I think Sam and I are pretty happy with the way we do things.
How was that again for those who weren't there?
I bookmark things in Vigo.
Yeah.
And I have a to-read bookmark.
Yep.
So I get rid of that if I read it. And then for every paper, I take notes in a little notebook.
Paper?
Yeah.
What do you do, Sam?
I just manage everything in Mendeley.
Okay, so you use Mendeley. What do you do, Mac?
I still bookmark in Delicious, and then so I've got little special topics that I've been reading a bunch of papers on. I have a literature notebook in Evernote, and that's where I keep my notes and link to the paper.
How about you, Brent?
I sort of organize things by topic area, so sometimes the paper if it's multiple ones.
Yeah.
You know, I don't take notes on them. I just read them and it's sort of in there somewhere.
Okay.
And I access that and go.
Do you store them anywhere?
Yeah,
I
have a folder and I have I use EndNote and I have groups.
Okay, so you use EndNote. So if you wanted to go find something on a for topic, you just search EndNote.
Oh yeah, that's. I love EndNote.
Yeah.
It worked for a really long time until this latest version.
Yeah.
It's not making me as happy as it used to.
How about you, Jessica?
I usually write out notes. I haven't
written a whole lot of notes. So when you find a paper to write notes on, do you keep it or?
Usually, if it's an online version, I save a link.
I save a link. You do use the highlight in the Adobe.
Yeah.
Alright. So, first thing on this, I was talking to Sam was there, we want to look at these methylation of those fish and those 40 individuals. Remember that? The C1Q, like 40,000 genes. So I'm going to follow up with PacBio and see what's in it. If you have time, could you maybe contact these PIO? We haven't had a conversation with them about this, Matt. Okay. Contact this person or research it. It's at the Hutch. They have a Pyromart that in my understanding is analysis of short and medium length DNA sequences. We'll see which. I kind of think the PacBio is going to be, but it's worth at least inquiring about this and researching that. That's the same person you deal with? And what about Claire samples? It says, Those libraries?
Yep, we're taking those down this afternoon.
Oh, you can take those down?
Yep.
Are you going to get the other one?
Hopefully so. They're tracking things down. They're
tracking down, okay. All right, and then they'll just let us know when they're done, and then we'll send them to Genome Science.
Yeah. Unless, you know, unless the timing works out that we give a sample and pull up a 72 base pair,
okay.
We might as well do that, but I mean, I'm guessing that's going to be unlikely that the timing will work out in that fashion. But,
yeah. So at some point, we want to try to get Katie and Hannah together at some point soon, right?
Yeah.
Sit down and start talking. We don't know. You don't know anything about what's going on with them. Maybe this week they'll be around.
I didn't see anything on the calendar or schedule. But I'm going to email him because I want to find out where we are with the sampling.
Okay. All right. Now so what's going on? So, Mac, what are you up to?
I got to get my talk together for Norway. I finished what I think is a readable draft for the discussion for Publicon, so I know it's a little behind, but I'm looking for comments on that, if anybody wants to read it. And then I got the microarray data back from Cassie, and so I sent her an email with a question.
So you pinged her about the copy number?
Yeah, just the observations, and so I haven't heard back from her yet.
All right.
But I leave. My last day will be Friday, and then I head out.
Will be your Friday, or?
Yep. Peace out, Norway.
So you're the only shellfish talk, right?
No, there's another one.
No more species?
A clam.
An epidinet?
No.
Okay. Yes. No, wait, the whole meeting is two
shellfish talks, I think. I think the fish stuff's, I mean, if it's epigenetic, if it's sequencing stuff, then it doesn't necessarily matter so much if it's fish and shellfish. There's some Ephemer people there that I recognize.
Okay.
So.
Alright. You want to talk later today about what is and not going to go in? I got found the CPG islands this morning. It's interesting. There seem to be a lot in the specific to the exons as opposed to the introns. I don't know what that means, but I'll show it to you. Gene stuff, or if we just don't do anything. I'm curious to see what the array, what they say about the arrays.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. Do you have anything, Jessica?
I am going to
push
data back into solid
sites.
So we've got some examples in last week, and I
am going to bring
them up, having
the digital tools that I like. So
have
you seen anything, or
are
you just now getting into it?
Pardon?
You're just now getting into it, or
do
you
for just... For the new sample size, yeah. Yeah.
Looking for what? What's your hypothesis?
With secondary stress and conditions or any supply conditions, there could be a higher risk of oil fission or some tools.
Why is that? Metaplasia, that's a tissue change. So they're so stressed they're just gonna change to a different tissue type.
The perimeter
of
the
vagus movement and
from
columnar
into cube shape, so it's
dilating the vagus movement. Okay. Should be interesting. Are you looking at those here or over in the
freedom
lab? Freedom lab? And taking pictures, I suppose?
It's in the count tool.
Okay. How about you, Brent?
I'm going to start wrapping my head around some proposals for SK and relative research.
Do we know anything about, did Joth move oysters or?
Joth did not move oysters.
So they're just there?
They're there. He said he wasn't able to make contact with the owner of wherever he wanted to move them.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to, your members.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably have to be on him, but he's going to try and move them during the September low. Because they're pretty accessible, I guess, where they are now.
But all we're talking about is a little bit of stormwater, right? I mean, that's the bad part? that's the concern?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not the world.
So it's not the water as much as the scour that is a concern.
The force of the water dislodging them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that can really rage. I mean, it's not very common that tarpon rages, but what it does is a lot of water.
Okay.
And just looking at that topography out there with the, you know, mountains of gravel that we saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell that it's moving.
Something has to move.
Something's moving a lot of
gravel. Yeah. And so he just wanted to try and figure out a potentially safer spot in Daybob, and there, you know, most of Daybob is pretty exposed. But he thinks maybe Broadstead, which is right near the Taylor Hatchery, is going to be a good spot. But I'm not sure if he's done reconnaissance. I mean, he didn't do reconnaissance at this one.
Right. Right, he showed up.
So I, you know, and there's not really a ton of time to do reconnaissance between now and the September tide. I mean, it would be asking a lot to try and move them during the same tide series, I would think, unless you do it by boat. But
okay.
I don't know what his plan is.
Is it September tide series in the middle of the night?
I think it's not very low either, so I'm not sure what. I mean, you can get to these at Daybob during that low tide series, but getting them at a minus one,
yeah.
I don't know what he's thinking about.
Okay. All right.
But we're supposed to talk this week.
Okay.
I'm kind of the mind that we just hedge our bets. I mean, it's kind of a fluke thing, and a fluke thing can happen anywhere.
Right.
Really.
Yeah, or we can maybe secure them more and just do better securing.
Well, I think the worry is more that they're just going to get buried.
Buried.
Not necessarily just dislodged, but they could just be...
Just buried with
could
rock.
Could never find them again. Or they could, you know, if they go away, they go way far away, you know, like... So I think...
Good satellite tags on them.
It seems to me, if we just put them where we saw larger... In the same site, we just...
Yeah.
Like, when we walked out there, and said, what about here? Where we saw larger gigas.
Yeah.
Like, that seems like a wise spot to me, but we didn't do that.
Okay.
I'm not the field guy, so I don't know.
Right.
But that seems like it would be an option, too. And Brian was way less concerned about, you know, exposure of freshwater than he was about scout. Josh sounded like he was worried about them being exposed to fresh water. Brian said, you've been leaving them in a bucket of fresh water for a couple days and they're fine.
All right. Related to that site, somebody took the pictures of all the tiles?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that you or me?
They are now online? Okay. There's
no, I mean, they're on my phone. I can back up to Google Plus photos, but
okay.
I wasn't sure if we wanted to throw them in the photo album for the thing. Or just
the photo album.
That's where I put the ones that I took.
Yeah, that's where I put mine.
So I can get that's what I took asking her to do. She took pictures of them.
That's what I thought she took one.
Fidalgo, right?
No, I have those. She used my camera, so I've already put those up.
Oh, yeah. She used your camera.
Yep. So I've got, they're up in Fidalgo.
So we're only missing Daybob then?
Yep.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
We can double check.
I'm glad that was your camera. That's valuable information.
Sam, what you up to?
Well, I'm going to obviously hit up Cassie at the hutch and talk to her. I was going to look into potentially getting another Synology, kind of price out some of that stuff, and potentially tackle minus 80 a little bit. I mean, nothing extensive, just more like...
Week 3.
What?
Week 3 needs a bet.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know. It hasn't worked out.
Keeps getting pumped down.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Well, you're over at Freeman Lab most of this week, right?
Yeah.
Until you be here Thursday?
Yeah.
What about you, Emma?
Still working on that. Lovely paper.
Alright.
We should talk about proteins that we might want to look at long breaks.
Alright.
Before Thursday.
Alright.
Maybe before Wednesday afternoon.
All right.
proposal?
Yeah.
Okay. And this afternoon at 4 is a symposium where Edela and Ahmed will be talking about the research.
Is that 4 to 5?
What? Oh, that's today.
Yeah, it's 4 to 5.
Oh, shit, that's right. What time?
4.
Okay, so what did you say?
I said, is it 4 to 5?
Oh, okay.
Because I said 4 groups.
It's just 4 to 5, 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock?
There's a little reception afterwards.
Okay.
But yeah, there's
so Edelette and Ahmed, are they doing like a joint presentation?
Yeah.
And then so each pair, like...
There are three presentations.
Three presentations. So Ahmed, they're pretty different. It sounded like they're probably more prepared than anybody.
The girls were better practiced in their presentation.
Okay.
But Edelette and Ahmed were... They're prepared, but they just had to practice.
Okay. So maybe
they had a presentation.
They had a presentation. So it was a, and you, they did a dry run, what, Friday?
It wasn't great.
Yeah.
They're coming in at 1 o'clock today, so they have 3 hours to make it great. It wasn't awful.
Yeah.
All right.
It's kind of tricky to tag team a presentation.
Yeah, that part wasn't the problem. They just, not even hadn't thought about it for 2 weeks. So they're really trying to remember what we talked about. I mean, taking pretty good notes, but there was like reading correctly, and it wasn't really. And if notes were like in paragraph form, they forgot what they were referring to, and so it wouldn't give the whole story behind it.
Oh, okay.
So they'll be okay.
So Giles, what you been up to?
So I finally managed to clean your transcript.
Mm-hmm.
Took a little while because I kept them in the hard drive of my computer. I have to go in and rename them before I can feed them into Trinity. And the only other thing is, since you have so many sequences, I'm going to use Trinity's digital normalization process.
Okay.
I don't know if that's all right with you, but I just don't think my cluster can handle this many transcripts at once. And I don't have access currently to the Genome Sciences cluster anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But if this doesn't work, I'll email them and see if I can get access to it again.
Okay. So digital, what does the digital normalization do? That just kind of gets rid of all the high redundant sequences, right? Which makes perfect sense for assembly.
What it does is it goes through and picks out the individual k-mers, and if a k-mer doesn't show up more than a certain number of times, it tosses it out. So it only keeps k-mers that are that show up a lot, I guess. It doesn't keep any of the sequences themselves. It just goes through and does the whole k-mer thing, pretty much sort of like TLC.
What's a k-mer?
You know, that's when it splits the sequences into smaller chunks. Trying to think what you might else know it as. CLC calls it the k-mer length.
Okay.
Does that sound familiar?
Sounds familiar, but I don't know exactly what it is.
So basically, when you run these Dobrunjian graph assemblers,
mm-hmm.
You give it a k-mer length, or in CLC's case, it can automatically determine it or make a guess anyways. And it takes your sequence, and say your k-mer length is 20. So it takes your sequence, cuts it up into 20 base pair pieces, and these become the k-mers, and it builds a database of unique k-mers, and then it goes through and builds out the actual concaves using these individual k-mers.
Oh, okay.
But the digital normalization would just basically go through and remove any low abundant k-mers. I think it defaults, like the k-mer has to show up at least twice in order for it to keep it.
Weren't you having some trouble with CLC a few weeks ago?
Yeah, it turns out it wasn't CLC, it was my computer. Specifically, McAfee was causing all sorts of problems in the background. I had the IT people basically go through and scrub the computer, reinstall stuff. I sent data to the CLC people, and they were able to assemble it just fine. Mind you, these were rad-headed sequences I'm working on with Christo Nichols.
Mm-hmm.
It was like four samples, paired reads, like 100 base pair paired read sequences, and it's assembling. It's funny because they're red tags. They're assembling into like 500,000 copies.
Yeah. Yeah, because nothing really overlaps, right?
Yeah. So CLC was just, we would go through, get to the end, and then just stop.
Yeah.
And it would be like that for like days. It wouldn't move. But it turns out it's probably McAfee, because after they cleaned the computer and stuff, I got CLC to go through and do it just fine.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right. Sounds good.
Oh, and we still have IPA for about at least another month or so. We're still trying to get it renewed. Mm-hmm. The grant money hasn't come through yet. I don't know if you know anything about that.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about Sablefish, then yeah, I mean, I've got money. Is that what y'all want to put it on, or?
I don't know. You'd have to talk to Rick.
All right. But so somebody definitely wants to renew it.
That was the goal, because he wants to use it for some project in the future.
All right. All right.
But I haven't heard from him in like 2 weeks.
Okay. Are y'all gonna lose some stuff if you don't submit some data, or?
Oh yeah. So that was the reason why I wasn't at the meeting on Monday. So we actually have two accounts. One of them ended Tuesday.
Oh okay.
So I spent Monday moving all the data from one account to the other account. We still have 6 uploads, I believe, that are going to expire at the end of September. At least 2 of them are already spoken for, possibly 2 others. So
okay.
That still leaves 1 or 2 left over. If you have any data you want to try and submit to it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. We'll check in near the end of September and see if anybody else has picked it up yet.
Okay.
All right. Anything else? Anybody? Anybody? Next week? Anybody?
Next week is Labor Day.
It's Labor Day.
I'll be
first.
All right. I'll be
non. So maybe we'll meet Tuesday next week. I put it on the calendar. Does that seem reasonable?
How about Wednesday?
Wednesday, yeah. Right.
If you keep it at 10, I can probably join. Okay. I think that's 17.
All right.
Maybe
we'll talk tomorrow. Maybe we'll talk tomorrow about it. All right. I think that's it. Thanks, Giles. We will talk to you later on.
Okay.
Bye bye.
See you.
Bye. So Jake's around this week, right?
Has anybody heard from him?